two sessions about the tefillah. One tonight. Next week we will prepare ourselves for Purim, and one after Purim. The main question that we have to ask ourselves when we come to this topic: A, what's the whole purpose of tefillah? Let's take chas v'shalom, someone is sick. So what's the point of coming to shul and telling to Kodesh Baruch Hu, I don't want to be sick? Doesn't he know it before I come to shul? Is it mechudash to him? Most of the people don't want to be sick. Most of the people in the world want to live as much as they can and to enjoy life. So if I don't come to shul, even that I want to be healthy, doesn't count. I come to shul, I say one sentence, maybe there will be hocus pocus. How is this hocus pocus being happen? And why does it have to be in shul? What does it have to say at all? It's obvious. This is maybe the hard part of the field. Second question: what do we have to be mechaven in tefillah? What is this, the essence of tefillah? Every word has kavana, but what is the center? What is the main kavana of tefillah? Why kavana was written? Why tefillah was written? The source, according to the Rambam, tefillah is d'oraita. The source of tefillah is avodah shebalev. Va'avadatem et Hashem Elokeichem, and va'avadatem means en avodah, ela avodah shebalev. So therefore, davening. So if davening is mainly avodah shebalev, why a written text? I want to say something else. I don't want to say that. And why in tzibur? Why not private? I want to start with a question. A few times in my life, people called me or came to me and said, it's hard to daven. I can't daven. And I don't speak now because of laziness. Someone, it's hard for him to wake up in the morning, that's another problem. But that's not that it's hard for him to daven. That simply is lazy, so it's hard for him to wake up. Why do you think it will be hard for them to daven? These people that came to me and told me, it's hard for me to daven. Why?
Chizki. Maybe because their lives aren't so good, so the whole, basically a good portion of davening is just praising Hashem, how great he is, he has this and that. But if he's not happy with his life, not happy with what God gave him, then he has no reason to praise Hashem so much.
So the first thing, there are people that it's hard for them to thank Hashem. And a lot of the davening is hodaya. For that, caution number one. What else?
Maybe all the things that they ask for in davening don't just come to them so quickly, so they say it's not working, so might as well not daven.
Second thing, maybe already they asked, it didn't work, so they don't believe in davening. Davening doesn't do anything. What else?
They think that they've gone too far away and they did too much wrong, that Hashem doesn't want to hear that tefillah.
They don't deserve to be answered. I had a woman that was very sick. She came here to this table and she said, I know why it happened. And I didn't change myself. So I don't want to make a joke. How can I come to him and ask him to recover me if I deserve it? We're going soon to answer it. What else?
Maybe people don't understand, like if they have feelings that they don't believe in Hashem because it's not physical, then they don't think that they're wasting their time.
Because they don't understand what he's saying?
Right, they don't understand. Like they think they're just saying random words.
Okay. People that don't understand what they say, so they can't be mitkasher to tefillah, they can't be connected to tefillah.
Lack of emunah.
What?
Lack of emunah.
Explain.
Meaning like it's hard for them to know that Hashem rules over every little thing that they do, so when they thank Hashem for like waking me up in the morning, for example, they don't really see that it comes from Hashem, so they don't
know. Lack of emunah. They don't believe that Hashem controls everything, or don't feel that Hashem controls everything. One of the most important chiburim that were written about tefillah is Rabbi Yosef Albo in Sefer HaYikarim. Very important book, Sefer HaYikarim. Rabbi Yosef Albo, he counts 5 kshayim of tefillah. 5 reasons why it's hard for people to daven. 3 are kfir, and 2 are not kfir. The 3 that are kfir are very simple. The one that fears that the Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't exist, doesn't believe in the existence of the Kadosh Baruch Hu, doesn't believe that Kadosh Baruch Hu created the world. No reason to daven. B. Today I think it's a lot less common, but in the time of the Rambam, in the time of Rabbi Yosef Albo, it was very, very common. There was a whole group of people that thought that Hashem created the world and left the world. It's too tiny for him to start to put rain every day. So he did the big thing and left. Like the father is being, the mother is giving birth to the child, and then the child is functioning by itself. So the word is functioning by itself now, and Hashem doesn't control the word, so there is no to daven. Or Hashem sees what happens, but he doesn't change. Not another part of philosophers that said. He's only like a psychology. He's not running the thing, but he can give explanations. He can think before what would happen. But he's not changing it. So Yosef Albo, all these are kfir. So if these are the problems of part of the man, that Hashem is not mashgiach, that Hashem is not changing the word, Hashem is not watching the word, Hashem didn't create the word, the answer for that is learning emunah. You learn emunah and you learn Shlosha Ikrim of the Rambam, Rasag, going back to what we spoke one night about how do we know that Hashem exists. But he comes and says mainly there are 2 other difficulties. One difficulty is ייתכן שהאדם מאמין בהשגחה ואינו מסתפק ביכולת השם יתברך להצילו, אבל יסתפק אם הוא ראוי להטבה זו. He comes and says, Hashem can do it. He can do everything. But I don't deserve it. He will do it. So there is no reason to daven because I don't deserve. Say Rabbi Yosef Albo, מה שראוי להאמינו שכל הטובות המגיעות לאדם מן השם נובעות מחסד גמור של השם, ואינן שכר על מעשיו הטובים של האדם. Davening is not asking for salary. He's not saying, I learned two stars. I know if it goes according to a Rabbi's Rab Meir, and I understand why. Three shitot and Rab Lezer and this. Give me American pizza. I was good, you'll be good to me. Firstly, you don't deserve anything because you were born for that. You didn't do anyone a favor. You simply did what you are hearing the word for. So it's like a soldier. It's like a soldier that doesn't get any bonus in the army and any price because he's simply doing what he has to do. We have to learn Torah, so for this we are here. We shouldn't get any credit for that. So tefillah is not connected to yesterday. Tefillah is not yesterday I was good and therefore give me. I could be yesterday Poshea Yisrael and still daven Tosha. On what tefillah depends? So always there are exceptions. Even what I'm going to say now doesn't mean that if you're b'mechamenit you get all what you want. And I'll explain soon what it is. But what is the main thing that tefillah depends on? If usually, if you're mechamen to that, you'll get what you want. It depends on one thing. Karov Hashem lechol kor'av, lechol asher yikre'unu be'emet. Anyone can explain to me that sentence? Hashem is close to whom? To everyone that is close to him, that call him be'emet. What does it mean, call him be'emet? Manikraf to call him b'sheker? Explain to me that sentence. Ma ze lechol asher yikre'uhu be'emet. Tell me someone that is kore him lo be'emet. Bele. Yes, but we have to strengthen another point. Yeah, please.
It was calm with MS isn't just a calm when it's like convenient for you to call him. Meaning that like during the week it's like you aren't gonna die so well, but if something bad happens, then all of a sudden you're gonna start calling Hashem and asking Hashem to help you out. But if you don't always speak to Hashem like that, if you don't always do the MS, then and you're just doing it when it's convenient for you, then it's not MS. You're just doing it because now you need him.
I'll tell you what I think is b'chol asher yikre'uhu. I think we have a very big problem. What is the problem? The problem is that we do A and we have to think B. And if we think B without doing A that contradicts B, it won't be good. And we have to do the two things that contradict one another. I will explain. Here, wedding. Let's take the example that I'm coming now from. We believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, third of the day, is Mizavik Zivugim. Every match that happens in the world is the HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We say, Kashe Zivugam, Zivugo Shel Adam, Kekriat Yamsuf. What is this comparing? Why Kekriat Yamsuf? Why not Shemesh Begivon Dom V'Yarech Be'emek Ayalon? So many miracles, Purim. Why specific Kriat Yamsuf? Says the Maharal, I'm not mistaken, the Maharal, I'm not sure. that in Kriyat Yamsuf you took two drops that are so similar, exactly the same, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu took one left and one right, and made the, so he took two things that were so similar and made them different. In Match, he's doing exactly the opposite. He has to take two people that are so different and make them together. Therefore, it's exactly the same idea, only the opposite. Therefore, it's like Kriyat Yamsuf. So Hashem is doing it further the day. So someone will say, okay, Hashem is thinking further of the day. I will never call a matchmaker. I'll never date. And one time I'll be a waiter in a camp and I'll meet. Because Hashem is making it. I'll meet him in the bath. I'll meet her in the bath. Why do I have to go dating? It's such frustrating. Hello, your name is this. My name is this. How are you? 5 minutes of quiet. She doesn't know what to answer. What is all this? Hashem made it 40 yom kodem yetzivat havlad. It will come. We say no. When you do it, you have to think as if Hashem didn't do it. You have to struggle, you have to go, you have to call people that will know you, that will suggest ideas and so on. You have to do it. So when I do, I have to think as if it's being done because of what I do. And I have to do it in the best way. Chas v'sholem, someone needs surgery, you look for the best doctor. Why? If Hashem wanted to be healthy, even someone that is medium will do it. No. Because someone that medium and he didn't do this operation a lot of times, to him to succeed doing the thing would be a miracle. Hashem doesn't give miracles. So you have to give to bring the best doctor, but to understand that even if he is the best doctor and you pay him a lot of money and so on, he is not more than a simple pipe. A tzinor. But Hashem is going to give his shefa, his good, through this doctor. He will give the shefa, the operation will succeed. He won't give the shefa, the operation will not succeed. So we are working on two things that contradict one another. Bitachon and Hishtadlut. Hishtadlut means I have to do. I have to work. I can't wait that the money will come through the window. Bitachon means that if my salary will be risen, doesn't depend how many times I smile a day to my boss. But it depends if I really, if the Kodesh Baruch Hu want my salary to be up. Karov Hashem lechol korav lechol asher yikru be'emet. מה זה נקרא לקרוא באמת? זה נקרא that you really believe that only on him it's done. It's not telling you anything else. Anything else are pipes. Anything else are ways. You were in Bnei Brak last week. It's hard to imagine, but the Chazon Ish was in this city 60 years ago, and every Friday morning after davening, the Chazon Ish went and bought a lottery card. Today, most probably, if he will do it, they'll kick him out of the city. And he said, if a Kadosh Baruch Hu wants to give me money, I have to give him a normal way that the money will come. So the normal way is to buy a ticket. That he bought every week a ticket. So, davening is the time to get real proportions. Because all the time we are doing, and when we are doing, we are thinking that that it happens because of what we are doing. So So you have to stop, cut yourself, and say to yourself, no. I'm only doing the status. But it really depends on the siyatah. The Chazon Ish wrote a whole book called Emunah VeBitachon on this stance. And he gave a very interesting rule. He says you have to make ishtadlut, but don't forget all the time that it's only pipes. So one is davening, that will give you this feeling, that Hashem is giving refuah, Hashem is giving slicha, and so on. Secondly, very interesting, you have to work or make the ishtadlut according to the average in your place. Meaning to say that if a parent of a girl of 18 will start call all the matchmakers in the city, and if someone will hear it, he will, you know, his gabot will go up. He asks, why is he sick? Why is he oppressed? Says the Chazon Ish, that's wrong. Because that shows that Hashem, you don't believe that Hashem will give it in a normal way. So if you work less than the average, I can't work for an hour and ask Hashem, give me a regular salary in 1 hour. Because then again, it has to be a miracle that I'll get in 1 hour, that's enough money. So you can't do less than the average, but you can't do more than the average, because then you show that you don't rely on the Kadosh Baruch Hu. So it certainly may be that what is allowed in the States is not allowed in Israel. Because it may be that the average of the Ishtadlut in the States and the average of the Ishtadlut in Israel is different. And you have to go according to the place where you are. Meaning to say, be normal. But the Chazon Ish, when he speaks about average, he means do things normal. Don't think, do things not normal. Everyone is raising children and have a salary and a half, work a salary and a half. Don't work 3 salaries. Because if you work 3 salaries, you are saying to Hashem, of the salary and a half, I can't give you what you need. Any questions?
How is this accomplished by davening? Why don't you just live your life and know it? Like, what is davening?
Because when you do it, you all the time give yourself the message, the opposite message. You all the time give yourself the message of kochi v'otzim yadi. What? That's exactly what davening is. Davening is the time to meet the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Soon we'll see how that changes the gzeir. But to meet the Kadosh Baruch Hu, and this meeting will give you the feeling that everything comes for him. Therefore, it's more than reading a Shmosa book.
What if salary and a half is not enough, and the person really needs more money? Doesn't Hashem want each person to do their own? What's best for them? Not everybody's the same. This person may have to work harder.
Yeah, but always there is normal and abnormal. The normal itself has plus and minus. In the normal, there is some average. But 2 extremes are normal. So it doesn't say that it has to be exactly the average. But it has to be between a certain plus and minus in the middle. And not running 2 extremes.
Going back a little bit to Ari's point, that we know before, like, the Anshei Knesset HaGadolah, like, set davening up, so we know, like, before that, like, they were, like, people were a little bit different, and they felt more spirituality inside, and they felt more of Hashem inside of them, and there was no need to actually enact the davening. So nowadays, maybe, a person feels that's the same exact way, so maybe also he doesn't need necessarily davening to constantly remind him of this.
But because most of the people need, so Chazal made it already a mitzvah. So they didn't give a man to decide if he needs it or not. That was before they established the tefillah, maybe you're right. But after they established the tefillah, there is a certain norm.
One second.
natural truth.
So, if we want to succeed in our davening and to achieve things, the main thing that we have to concentrate is the understanding that everything comes from Him. And all what we do is only the way how to get the Shefa of the Kodesh Baruch. But mamish, everything depends on Him. And He decides if we'll succeed, if we'll be happy, if it will work, and so on.
How does that relate back to the problem?
What?
How does that relate back to the problem of thinking that Hashem now, can do anything but we don't deserve?
Because if davening will be paying salary, then it's the question if you deserve or not. If davening depends, if now you feel that he is giving you health, he is giving you oxygen, he is giving you life, it doesn't care what you did yesterday. So even if it will be salary, it will depend on yesterday. If it depends on the hargesha of Eved Hashem, or the hargesha that he is controlling me, then it depends on what I feel this minute, and not what I felt yesterday. And this is what I answered this woman that was here. I said, you believe that you are sick because of Hashem? Yeah. Whom do you think can treat you? Hashem. Can any doctor do it without Hashem? She laughed at me. She said, if that's the thing, then you can, no question, you can daven. Because the succeeding of davening depends how much you feel that he is the one to help you and not anyone else. What we are saying now is sometimes hard, I'll listen to a minute, sometimes hard to the doctor to I'll give you a story. The father of my wife has a brother, and the father of his wife had cancer, very serious cancer. They found it in mamish few days, and he had to go to a very, very urgent operation. And he checked who is in Israel is the best. And he paid him and he agreed to do the operation. So the one meeting before he was hospitalized, he told the doctor, I hope that you will be the right shaliach and Hashem will give you bracha in your hands when you make the operation. This doctor screamed at him for an hour. He said, what will give me bracha if I succeed or not is all the experience that I had till now and all the knowledge that I learned so many years. Not the hocus pocus of the Kodesh Baruch. And for an hour, he mamish attacked this man that said it. Now, I think that what happened is that this doctor thought that if he's a shaliach, so he could be shaliach even without learning anything. So it bothered him to think that he is a robot of the Kadosh Baruch Hu, and all the conference that he went during the years and the learning and the sweating and so on, and is not shaykh anything, because if he's a robot, so the Kadosh Baruch Hu, everything depends on him, finished. So what about all my knowledge, and what about all my experience, and what about all my things? And therefore he was so screaming against it. But it's totally wrong. Because the reason why we have to look for the best doctor, because Hashem doesn't give miracles. So if he wouldn't have the experience, even if Hashem wants him to be healthy, a lot of people, Hashem wants them to be healthy, and they deserve health, but they don't deserve a miracle. So a doctor without experience won't succeed, and a doctor with experience will succeed. And this is what the doctor didn't understand. The doctor thought, as if Hashem wants him to be healthy, so always he will be healthy, no matter what I do in the operation. I'll go this, I'll go to the doctor, we'll send an angel, and we'll cut the other side. No, we don't say that. Hashem wants you to want this man to be healthy, but only in nature way, and not miracles way. And therefore, if you'll do what you have to do, then you'll be healthy. You won't do what he has to do, he won't be healthy. Is that clear to everyone? Now, I want to go one step ahead. So, one difficulty is people that say, I don't deserve, and we answered, it doesn't depend on yesterday, it depends on how much now you feel that everything depends on the Kadosh Baruch. You know, sometimes I so much feel it in the interviews. I was now 2 times to interview students. I manage to see it, you know, a man has to decide if he goes to X, Y, Z, and Shalavim. He doesn't know anything about any place. Everything is rumors, half of them are wrong, and he doesn't have any tools to decide. Now, his decision is so critical. I can speak about my life. I thought to go to Shalavim or to another yeshiva, and I don't have doubt that if I won't decide Shalavim or decide the other yeshiva, my life will look tremendously different. I won't be a rabbi. But in that time, you don't feel the responsibility and you don't feel how critical it is. So I don't have a doubt that my decision to go to Shalavim wasn't because I fought and I knew and so on. It was, well, what I did was mamish a pipe to the Kodesh Baruch to bring me here. Now let's continue. Next difficulty is that the man says it won't help. Hashem knows I want to be healthy. So if you want me to be healthy, I'll be healthy without davening. And if he doesn't want to be me healthy, so what does it help that I'll go to shul and I say I want to be healthy? Now, listen good. Answers Rabbi Yosef Alba. What davening has to do is, because the main thing that you have to concentrate in davening is that everything comes from Hashem. Your connection to Hashem after davening has to be different than your connection to Hashem before davening. If Hashem was here, is here, you are here, after davening you have to be here. Now, if you would be here in the beginning, let's say, okay, let's say centimeters only for the other, eh? You were in 40, now in 39. If you would be in 39 from the beginning, the sickness wouldn't start. The sickness was because you were in 40 and not in 39. So the reason why the sickness stops is because the whole sickness came because you could be 39 and you were 40. So if by the davening you come to be 39, then there is no reason for the sickness. 39 means like 39 centimeters, or steps. Kadosh Baruch Hu, 40 means one step behind.
Behind?
Yeah, less. One reverse.
Right.
Not toward, one reverse. So the whole reason why you got the sickness, please, if you don't understand, please ask. The whole reason why you got the sickness was because you were here. Kadosh Baruch Hu was here, you were here. Tefillah brought you here. If you would be here in the beginning, you wouldn't be sick. So you were sick because you were here and not there. So because tefillah made you to change your kesher to Hashem, therefore the whole tzara disappeared. And it's similar, for example, not exactly the same, but it's similar to the example, the idea that if someone is sick, we change his name. What's the idea of changing the name? If the Gzera was to X, now we'll call him Y. So the one big Gzera to Y.
Mm-hmm.
Now we are changing the status of the man. He's not far from the Kodesh Baruch Hu 40 steps, he's far from the Kodesh Baruch Hu 39. But the Gzera was only because he was 40. One second, Shuki. I'll say it more than that. The whole Gzera was to bring you from 40 to 39. Therefore, in the minute that you came to 39, the Gzera fulfilled her duty. Therefore, she can go away. Do you listen, guys? Is everything clear? We always focus differently. Okay, let's take the Imahot. Rachel, Sarah, couldn't give birth. Rivka. So what we picture they married, they had some physical problem, they couldn't give birth, they couldn't go into pregnancy. That was stage A. Therefore came Tfila, stage B, and then they gave Binyamin, Yosef, and so on. It's exactly the opposite. Hashem wanted their tefillah that they'd be very close to him, and therefore he made them that they cannot go into pregnancy, so they'll daven, and by that davening they'll be very close, and therefore it will change. So it doesn't start by the physical problem and tefillah by the average situation because there is physical problem. It starts by the wanting of Hashem to make them close to Him, and therefore He gave the tzara, that the tzara will bring them to be to daven and to be closer to Him, and then the tzara will disappear because they came where Hashem wants them to be. Haim lekulam berur ma shani omer. So it's exactly opposite of what we think. We think firstly there is a physical problem, then there is the tefillah. We're saying firstly there is tefillah. Hashem wants Rivka to be closer than what she is. So he make her that she can't give children. Then naturally she'll be closer to, she'll daven more and more and more from the nefesh. She'll be closer to him. And then it was fulfilled. So now she can have a child already.
Well, I understand why changing the name makes a person closer to Hashem.
No, I'm not going now to die in the study of changing Hashem. I only said it's similar to the idea. I didn't say that changing a name is wrong to Hashem. Changing the name is the idea like he's another person. So the Gezerah was to this person, not to that person. But I'm not saying that. I'm saying that when you make davening, you as if changing your name. You are coming to another Madrega in your Kesha to Hashem. And therefore the Gezerah, if you've been that Madrega from the beginning, the Gezerah won't start. And therefore, it happens.
So the whole idea of studying for Allah, so that's to say that he's still not as close as Hashem wants him to be?
One of the big explanations is that. But Rasha, Hashem doesn't care that he's not close. Okay, the Mashal give... the Midrash give a Mashal. What is the Mashal? A king have two sons. One he likes, one he doesn't like. They both learned business in university. And he has two offices. One he has the office near him. And one he has an office in Venezia. The one that works in his office, he yelled at him all the time. Why did you do this? You didn't do that, this, that. Because he's working with his son all the time. The other one have an open bank. He can take from the checks how much he wants and so on. Which son will he send to the other place that doesn't meet him, but have an open bank? Which son that he meet that he will send to work with him? Anyone can guess?
The one he loves more.
The one that he loves more, what will he do with him?
He'll keep him close by.
He'll keep him close back. And the one that loves more will suffer more. Because he will work with his father, and his father will shout at him all the time. And the other one, as if enjoy life. He means he has to give a report once a year. He can take from the bank how much it wants, but that's because of he's far from the Kadosh Baruch. That's the tzaddik v'ra lo rasha v'tov.
Also, that implies that
we only, that means we can stop davening once things are going okay.
No, because the davening is all the time the kesher to Hashem. In the minute that you stop davening, the kesher will be wrong. You'll go down. Davening, if you can't stay in degree 39 if you want daven. Then automatically you'll go 40 and 41 and 42 and 43.
But you can say as long as nothing's going wrong, so God doesn't want me at that level anymore. He doesn't want
No, but that what would happen is that if you stop davening, you automatically go reverse. Davening is the kesher to Hashem.
But obviously, if nothing's going wrong, then God doesn't care.
No, Chas v'shalom. It's not that He doesn't care. We didn't say that the only way of caring is giving etzara. It's like you say that if I don't, one day I don't give a mark to my son, I don't love him. Yeah.
Was this the answer to the fifth reason why people find it hard?
Yeah.
What was the fifth reason I didn't catch it?
That people say that tefillah doesn't help. How tefillah can change? They don't understand how tefillah can change, and because they don't understand how tefillah can change, they don't doubt. And they say to themselves, like I started today the jam session, they said to themselves, I knew that before, you knew that I wanted to be healthy before. So if you knew that I wanted to be healthy before, why did I have to come to shul? No, you have to come to shul to feel that he is the only one that can give you a refuah. And that will make your kesher to Hashem different than what was before. And because it's different, therefore it will change.
So then what should one's mindset be when he approaches tefillah? Should it be, I'm asking for A, B, and C, and I know that in order for me to get it, I have to realize that you're in charge of everything, or it's up to you?
I would start it the opposite way. I know that everything that happens to me depends on you. And not on anyone else. And therefore, I'm asking for A, B, and C.
When someone says that, they're not, they feel I'm not worthy enough to be zocher for refuah or whatever.
But that's exactly what we said. Refuah is not salary. Refuah is chesed. Refuah is not salary. Refuah depends how much karov Hashem l'chol korav, not to the one that yesterday put fin, to the one that now is korea be'emet. What do we say in davening? Et semach David avdicha mirat atzmiach. We ask for geula. I would assume it would be written in the tefillah, et semach David avdicha mirat atzmiach. Why? Because we have piguim like we had today. Terribly, 15 people died one day. No. Kili shuatcha kivinu koleh. Why to bring geula? Because I know that only you can bring it. Not because of the matzav outside is so terrible, but because everything depends on you. Therefore, you are the only one that can bring geula. Yeah.
So what should one's mindset be if let's say he's sick or something and he davened and he feels like he's getting much closer to Hashem, it feels like he moved down four notches, but yet he's still yet the problem's still there.
Two answers: or he has to move another inch, or that's not the reason why he didn't escape. Maybe it was a punishment, maybe it was something else. We don't say that, we are not giving tonight a key, that if you are mitkarev to Hashem, 100% always it will work. Usually, Hashem gives tzawot because He wants people to be closer to Him. But sometimes there are other cheshbonos. So, we don't say, oh, we are teaching you now how to open the barriers. You'll open the barriers, always the water will flow down. That's what I'm doing tonight. I'm not saying that. I'm saying that in most of the cases, that's the case. But there are cases where it's not this. So, or he has to move more, or it's something else.
So what can we do if it's something else?
Something else, you can't do anything. If it's something else. But you don't know, therefore you have to go according to the majority and do this.
Like it sounds like it's so easy to just like all we have to do is realize that we're close to Hashem and then we come closer and that's it.
No, to realize but, that all what happens in the world He is controlling.
But fine. But like it sounds like all we have to do is just read a book and down to Hashem and automatically we get closer.
I don't think it's easy at all. I must tell you that I don't think it's easy at all. Because the whole day we are doing, I think it's not easy at all, because the whole day we are doing exactly the opposite.
Right. So how could you make sure that just by davening it's going to be able to do anything if it's like an impossible thing for you to do?
I'll give you an example. I can only speak by myself. I, for example, before I start Shmoneh Esrei, I think about this idea for a minute and a half. Before I start even the first word, Hashem Sfatai Tiftach. Yes, I'm still standing, and for an hour and a half I'm thinking to myself, all what I have in this word only come from Him. Now, to me, I'm not saying that you have to do it. I'm only saying that to me, if this what I'm, this give me the motto to the davening. And then it's easier for me when I daven to put it again and again because I was focusing on that. So when I say Refrainu, it's easier for me to say, yeah, all the doctors are only pipes. Are only shlichim. But, and I think that that's the pshat in the Mishnah of Chasidim Rishonim Ayu Shohim Sha'achat Lifnei HaTefila. Rabbeinu Bechayei writes, for example, Ra'ui lecha achi ladat, you should know my brother, ki ikar matrata shel ha'tefila eina tochen ha'bakasha. The main davening is not understanding every word. Ela haba'at kni'a lifnei Hashem. Anyone can translate the word kni'a? I don't know how to translate it. Kanua means like someone putting his ass in a war, someone put a gun and he puts his
surrender.
Yeah, meaning to say, and I give up. I understand that I don't have anything, Hashem have everything. That's the ikar, not the words. So that you should do before the words. Take a minute and a half, think about Rabbeinu Bechayei, and then continue. So that will make it a little easier. But the reason why I think it's hard, because all what we are doing all the time is the opposite. We need to understand the sugya. We don't say, okay, I didn't have today siyata d'shma, therefore I didn't understand. We say, I was tired, I wasn't focused, I didn't go. We all the time blame ourselves, and we have to do it. Because if a man will say, oh, I didn't have siyata d'shmaya, then he's not taking responsibility on himself. So therefore, all the time, we're doing exactly the opposite. Therefore, davening is so hard.
How does this relate to tefillah on Shabbos or Shodesh?
We'll come to that, not tonight. Tonight, we're only focusing on one issue. I want to read one keta in Michtav Meliyahu, and with this to finish for tonight. Or two time. I don't, please take. I don't have to everyone, so you'll have to look for together. Please. Okay, I'm sorry that I learned that to everyone. Please look in Od Dalit. Third line. Velefi ze nomar. Shekshenigzar al ha'adam tov mesuyam. When Hashem decided to give him tov mesuyam, hinehu nigzar alav b'madriga. Because he's 38, he's getting the tov. וכן כשנגזר על האדם רע מסוים, it's again because he's in that מדרגה. וכשתשתנה המדרגה, I won't go now to the question of Achana, תשתנה הגזירה. And that what davening is doing. She's משנה המדרגה. And therefore, taking you from 40 to 38. Therefore the גזירה was only because you were 40. Therefore you don't have it. Now, every word here is important in the Michtav Meliyahu. Yesh Adam Shene'ena betfilato. There is a man that Hashem accepts his tefillah. Again, we'll skip now the idea of a chana. Ad she'osim lo nisim gluim. Till even miracles he has. Why? Yeah? I met a couple that all the doctors in the world told her she will never go into pregnancy anymore. She davened, and there was a miracle. What's the idea? Says the Nichtam Eliyahu. Hagbalot halalu, these limitations, these difficulties, these medical problems, kayamot rak letzorchei avodat Hashem. The reason why there are sickness, the reason why there are healthy problems, biological problems, is to increase avodat Hashem. Ulif'amim, not always. Sometimes, this word is very important now. We don't give here a thing that always works. Sometimes, if shal shetitma'etna ha'agbalot, o gam shetistalekna, kasher doreshet zot avodat ha'adam. They will disappear. Because the whole purpose of this sickness was to bring you from 40 to 38. But when you came to 38, it should disappear. If it will continue, it will do the opposite. Because then you see, it doesn't help you go back to 40. Or you'll stay in 38 without besimcha, working Hashem besimcha. Hashem doesn't want it. So when you come to 38, you'll be healthy. Shekol ha'agbalot alanu notzru. All these limitations, all these difficulties in life. People don't have work, people don't have health, and so on. Letzorech ruchaniyut. For spirituality. Letzorech nisayon ba'avodat Hashem. Ukshemit'ale ha'tzadik leidabek ba'ruchaniyut ad shelo yu lo otzorech ba'agbalot. Now he doesn't need it anymore. The Adrabah. Not only that he doesn't need it. Ela hen tafreano ba'avodato ruchanit. Now it will bother. Because now he won't work Hashem b'simcha. Or now he will say, oh, it doesn't help, I'm still sick, so I'll go back to 40. Az titbatelna ha'agbalot me'eleihen. And therefore he gets the miracles. So we are really explaining tonight two things. A, what is the main thing that we have to concentrate in tefillah? To give us the right proportion to our work. And to know that all we're doing is only making pipes. B, how tefillah can change exactly. Because it makes you more spiritual, and if you'll be spiritual in that, if you'll be spiritual in that madrega from the beginning, you won't have the sickness from the beginning. Last point, and with this I want to finish. This is very good when someone is davening for himself. Then it makes the man from 40 to 38, because he's from 40 to 38, therefore, everything changes like we expect. But according to this, the question is how davening helps to someone else. I daven, please make this healthy, this man. He didn't work on himself. He didn't make the connection better to Hashem. So why now the sickness will stop? Is my question clear? What do you think?
Maybe it's a nisayon on you that he's sick, and therefore by you bringing yourself closer to Hashem, it's releasing that nisayon on you, which thereby makes him feel better.
What do you mean, feel better?
like if this person is getting sick, let's say chas v'shalom, someone has cancer and it really bothers you that person has cancer, you make sure that you're daven a lot, and he gets rid of it or it goes away or he gets better, then it's kind of like since you made yourself chasid Hashem.
I agree, but one point has to be still complete. Two answers at Rabbi Yosef Alma about davening to others. A, if you come to be in a higher degree because of his sickness, so he has the zchut that he made you higher degree. So therefore he come to be higher too. Not like you, but because it happened because of him, therefore he is being changed from 39 to 38, and you are being changed from 39 to 35. But he changed, he because of him, it happened. So he changed from 39 to 38. Answer number one. And answer number two, you and him are one. All Klal Yisrael are connected. And there isn't a thing like that you changed and he didn't change. That's the whole idea, as Rabbi Yaakov spoke today. The Torah Masta Magna. If you will learn better, there will be less pigui. How will that help the man in Haifa? He didn't learn. So why he will be saved? Because I'm learning. Because he and me are one. One is very long. But if I'm taking that to that extreme, he automatically move little. And because that's the whole idea of Klal Yisrael, therefore, it automatically change him to.
On the one hand, that could be very uplifting, you could say.
What?
On the one hand, that could be very positive, that my actions can affect him. But on the other hand, can't that be very detrimental, thinking that if he doesn't get better, maybe on my achrayas, that he didn't get better?
Sure, it doesn't matter. I'm already from the end, from the time of the selection of the government, I'm sick. I think that there was a party that got 15 seats in the parliament, and their whole flag is against Judaism, is only our responsibility.
I'm saying, how is that supposed to encourage someone to, every time you hear about a sick person, and then you hear, unfortunately, let's say something happens to them, and their condition worsens, and how are you supposed to keep going on and keep saying, because you keep saying yourself, it's on my achrayas that this person didn't get better. And it'll be so discouraging to the person.
I think that you have to take things in balance. We don't say that it's your achrayas straight, but it's your achrayot akifa. Yeah, that's exactly what the Rambam said. If tzara comes, for example, the pigua today, every man has to understand that he doesn't mean that he's the only one. And if he would learn yesterday, it won't be happening. We don't say that. But we say that you're part of Klal Yisrael, and if you will be better, you'll move Klal Yisrael better, and then the change will come. Not only because of you, but you will bring him, and he will bring him, and there will be a transfer for the whole thing. You're one boy. But your boring causes the other boring, and the other boring, and the other boring, and the whole thing together move up, and then the Gleba won't be. So it's not that you can change the whole world, but you can change the one near you, and the one near you can change the one near him, and therefore it will be affected one another. In the war, the Chafetz Chaim came to the Beit Midrash and shouted, "Now a soldier was killed because you didn't learn it." True story about the Chafetz Chaim. And that's the idea. The idea is that there is it's a ball. You are better, so the people knew you better. People knew you better, they make the people knew them better. And slowly, slowly, there is a change. Please think about what we talked, and if there are private questions, I'll be happy during the week to discuss this issue. The food is here?
Yes.
Yeah.
My wife apologizes.